pleasure.
Tremendous.
Tremendous.
Pleasure. To welcome Eve Pennington. She's from the Pramathon. Hello, Eve.
Hi, Kathy.
It's so nice that you're here. It's lovely.
Thank you for having me.
What is a Pramathon?
So, a Pramathon, it's a bit of a misleading name because I think people are going, oh my word, I'm not fit enough to go and run around with my pram, but it's not that at all. It's a very chilled pram walk, a 3-kilometer pram walk. And then it culminates afterwards in a whole day of family entertainment.
That's wonderful.
But that hasn't helped me at all.
Okay.
Not one drop. So okay. What do I do? I go there with a pram and I walk for 3 kilometers.
So
it's a pretty walk.
Yeah, it's a beautiful walk. So basically I think the idea came from the fact that we are all so busy and we spend a lot of time in front of screens.
That's for sure.
So I think the idea is all about getting away from our screens and really spending a day with family in the outdoors, in nature, and just doing a bit of exercise and bonding with each other again, because we don't have enough of that special time together.
And also just getting outdoors, you feel you reconnect.
Absolutely.
When you're outdoors.
Absolutely. And there's Simon, you were asking, so basically.
Yeah, I mean, do I hire a baby?
There might be lots of hot mummies.
If anybody's looking for
a
babysitter, now would be the time to send through your name. And 34519, that's a text line, or 061-895-1019. See if we can get Simon to the Pramathon on Sunday.
Yeah, no. So Simon, it does start with the Pramathon, with a pram walk. So if you've got littlies in a pram, so you can come with your pram. There are prizes for Best Dressed Pram Award that you can come.
Uh-huh,
but
okay.
What's special is that you can walk with, everybody can walk with you. So you can bring your other littlies. We've got a traditional old I Spy game to keep the other kids occupied. You can bring your godparents. That if your other kids get tired, they can carry them the 3 kilometers. But it's a chilled 3K walk. Everybody can go along. And then after you've walked, it culminates in a whole day of family entertainment. There's a beautiful green lawns there. We've had so much beautiful rain. Thank heavens it's going to be sunny on Sunday. I'm very pleased about that. So.
Sure you are.
Until it changes on Saturday night.
Oh, sure. Don't say that.
You do know that weather forecasters lie for a living,
oh,
right?
I know. Well, I hope they didn't this time. So you, after your pram walk, it is a whole day of family entertainment. Clamber Club is one of our partners there. They are doing a huge big play area for the kids, games for all ages. So, and it's close enough that you can sit on your picnic blanket and watch your kids play. But at the same time.
What is this all in aid of?
So.
Why are you doing a pram song?
So as I
anyway?
Said, it's very important for, I think families to just bond again. The idea came from when I was working on a global research piece which talked about this phenomenon of how families congregate together, and they do this online, they do this face-to-face, and they do it really mostly when they're first-time parents because you don't know what the hell you're doing. And so you congregate to try and get a sense of what is the right thing to do. So it's about creating community. But we also have a charity angle to our day.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yes. So for me and my business partner, that was a really important part of the day. And we spent a long time looking around what charity partner would make sense. And the one we came to was Cotlands. And Cotlands is, if anybody doesn't know, I think people used to know them as an AIDS-focused organization, but they've really changed their focus to helping early child development, which is the first building block for our children. And I think, you know, when you are more privileged, that's not even something you need to think about. But when you're in communities where there's not a lot of access to anything, it's critically important as that first step. And what they do is they support parents that are trying to find work, which is just so difficult. You can imagine that's difficult anyway. And if you've got kids and you're trying to find work, where do you leave your kids? So they offer a service where you can actually leave your kids for 4 hours while you try and find work, and then your child actually gets taught properly with an early child development program. So
has this been running for a while, this
Cotlands?
No, not Cotlands. Pramathon. Your event, yeah.
No, so Pramathon will be the inaugural first event.
Okay.
It will be an annual event, and we are planning to roll it out into Cape Town and Durban as well. But this will be the first Pramathon in South Africa.
Wonderful. All right, so we want to give away 4, or five. Was it 5?
Yeah, 5.
Five packs, family packs, which is really for two adults and two kids.
Correct, yeah. One child under five or yes. in the pram, and one child between 12 and 6.
Okay. It's valued at 430 rand.
Correct.
And we want to know from you, who is the charity beneficiary of the pramathon? If you get that answer correct and you send through an SMS with your name and you haven't won on Chai FM in the last 90 days, then we're going to send you next Sunday. It's a,
this Sunday.
What a wonderful way to spend, spend a Sunday.
Yeah. And Kathy, there's also, there's gourmet food trucks, there's craft beer, there's a beautiful Grand Beck champagne stand, and there's live music. So while your kids have the best day ever, you can chill on the lawn and really connect with your spouse or your friend or whomever you bring with you.
Fantastic. So.
Did I just shut down for a second somewhere? Where's this happening?
Ah, we didn't Might say have been it.
I'm just wondering if I didn't hear that. Yep. No. Where is it happening?
So, it's happening at the Valbonne Country Estate. And Valbonne. That, yeah, and that is, you're right, Kathy, that's at the Modderfontein Nature Reserve. Which is actually only about 15 minutes away from the Marlborough off ramp.
Really?
On the way to Lynxfield. So it takes you 15 minutes and you literally feel like you're in the country, and the walk goes past a beautiful dam, the two giant Goliath herons, and it really is a beautiful, beautiful place.
That's gorgeous.
Actually sounds like an idyllic, wonderful family day out. Hey, between our Maropeng visit and Modderfontein, we're doing good. We've got the weekends planned.
I know. Sorted.
No, completely sorted. And you know what? You know, not to put down this idea of making community, because our architecture in this place, we all live in our own little space. And having just come back, luckily, from a really nice trip overseas, they go to the little piazza at night, they buy an ice cream, and they sit and they talk to each other. We just don't do that.
Absolutely.
Our cities are not designed in that way. So really lovely idea.
And I love that you said that, Simon, because, I mean, in our vision, it would be great. We want to do this every year, and it would be amazing if families kind of recognize each other from the year before and start to connect and talk, because...
So that's what I'm wondering. Yeah. I'm wondering in my head, so we all arrive there, does anybody talk to the next person? Or what? Does everybody just get... Very sort of
insular.
Yes.
Well, it's interesting, you know, on social media, I think the most fascinating thing for me to watch, and that was testament to it, is a thing what people want to do with one another, is just about 95% of the comments were somebody else tagging somebody else to walk with them. So even if they might not talk to a stranger on the day, and I really hope that they do, because everybody has the same pressures.
100%.
I think that they are finding their own communities to walk with each other.
Okay, but at least they are walking with people and talking, and yeah, I just, that thought of like the family, the five, the unit, not talking to the next family, five units, just makes me think, I don't know what it is with us. It's like this instinctive almost fear, and it's so silly, because you're right, we all got the same insecurities and the same issues. So.
And funnily, when we do go overseas, we actually do talk to strangers.
Funny,
well, I do, yeah.
Actually, talk to someone at home, yeah. I don't.
God forbid at home. No.
So that's a challenge. Anybody that comes to the pramathon, go over to another family and say, hi, I'm Eve. How are you enjoying your day?
Yeah, what a lovely pram that is.
Yes. And by the way, if you book tickets online, which you really should, because you do not want to stand in a queue with your little ones, then you stand a chance to win a Thule pram worth 13,000 rand. So book your tickets online.
So I was going to ask you, where would they find you online?
So you can find us on ticketrush.co.za, or find out more information on pramathon.co.za. And if you're wondering about the cost of the tickets, a pram and a pusher unit, which is an adult and a little kid in a pram, is 250 rand. An additional adult is 120 rand. A child between 12 and 6 is 60 rand. And all your children 5 and below are welcome in free. And for all of that, you get the walk, plus you get the music, the access to all
what
the food.
What happens if my children are grown up, right?
Yes.
And they're not going to come to the pramathon?
Yes.
What happens if I want to schlep Simon?
I'm not getting in the pram.
Well,
Kathy.
Simon can come and set up your picnic blanket for you. He can get you a great spot in the sun. And then he can go and stand in the queue for you.
Can we only come if we have kids?
Absolutely not. No.
We can come even if
question.
We don't have kids.
You can come if you don't have kids. It's so beautiful out there. Come and sit
just
on the lawn.
For a picnic.
There's a brand new craft brewery there called at Hops End, which is really gorgeous. You can see all of the brewing happening there when you're sitting there. And there are great musicians there on the day, and there's access to a craft market that you can walk around as well. So yes, you can absolutely come and chill in the sun if you don't have kids.
Right. So my question to you, and this is for a family day pass. We've got five of them to give away. It's valued at 430 Rand. Is who, what charity is the beneficiary of the Pramathon? That's what we've been talking about. It's taking place at,
Valbonne Country Estate.
Valbonne Country Estate in Modderfontein. If you know the answer, it's open to anybody, and apparently you don't have to take your kids. You can leave them at home. 34519, it's a text line. You can also WhatsApp on 061-895-1019. I want to know who is the charity beneficiary. Eve, thank you very, very much.